Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the last velvet line.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
We first came to know Brad Johnner on Canadian Country Radio in 1988 as part of the Johnner Brothers. After a very successful and awarded 14-year run with the duo, Brad became a solo artist, releasing his first album entitled Free in 2003. In 2007, following the release of his second album, Summertown Road, Brad won the 2007 Male Artist of the Year at the CCMAs. Now Brad is going strong with his latest CD entitled Looking at You, and it features a brand new single we'll hear on the show today called Saved by Grace, a very beautiful song. The CD is produced by Bart McKay, and on the line from Saskatchewan, my pleasure to welcome to the show, Brad Johnner. Hey, Brad.
Hi, Dave.
How's it going today?
Like that, I sound like an old man.
Exactly. They're 30 years, 40 years. Just
yeah,
kidding. But yeah, you've done a lot.
Well, I've been, it's been a good run for me. I got into this music business just hoping that I'd be able to make a living at it, and that's what I've been able to do for the last 20-some years now.
It's pretty amazing because, as you know and I know, there's a lot of people who want to get into the industry and make a living at it, and so you must feel pretty fortunate that it all panned out.
Yeah, I do for sure. I mean, like I said, my brother and I, years ago, we hit the road in 87, I think it was, and we just said, we just want to go out and play music and be able to make a living doing it and have some fun while we're doing it. And then here's some 20, almost 25 years later.
It's quite amazing that you were able to go from the duo to a solo career. But let's look back at the Johnner Brothers. You and your brother got together and started in music. Was it sort of known from the start that you two were going to try to make it on the scene as a duo?
Well, you know, when we started, we had a family band. There was us three boys and my dad, and we played for about 6 or 7 years around home. And then when we decided to do this professionally, my oldest brother farms, and he has a pretty big farming operation. So that was his call in life. And Ken and I just said, you know what, we want to do this full time and see if we can make a go of it. And after about 3 years of playing on the club scene, we said, you know, we got to make a record. So we put our first CD together and put it out to radio, and it did really well for us. And we just kind of followed the path from there.
Yeah, you guys kept coming out with hit after hit, and obviously you did a lot of touring at that time. Was it the touring and the radio play that sort of got the Johnner Brothers name out there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we played right across Canada, mostly in the West. In those days, and we were just busy playing all the time and putting the songs out to radio, and just kind of like a snowball effect. It just one thing led to another, and pretty soon people were asking us to do different things, and it just kind of snowballed and did really well for us, and we were just happy with that.
And Brad, who are some of your influences growing up, some of the artists that you either looked up to or just enjoyed their music?
Well, oddly enough, it seems mostly Canadian acts and brother acts. I mean, just I think because we like the harmony, I think the Mercy Brothers were, when we were kids, they were passing through town and they stopped at the mall and were signing albums at the time. And we got their autograph and went home and listened to that record a billion times, learned every song off of it. And so the Mercy Brothers had a big influence on our life, as well as the Good Brothers. We got into our teen years, and the Goods were coming out with Fox on the Run, and we kind of learned all those songs and kind of, we thought they were our own at the time. We played them so much.
Yeah, the Good Brothers, a great great band, and another great set of brothers, as you mentioned. So family harmonies, is it sort of a scientific thing, or because family harmonies, whether it's brothers or sisters, there's something about that harmony that seems to be pretty magical.
Yeah, I just think, all the voices are cut from the same cloth, so they blend really well together. Plus, you know, as kids, you grow up listening to the same type of music and making your own music, so you have your own style that comes with it, and you learn from each other. So, I mean, pretty soon you sound as one.
Definitely. Now, touring with the Johnner Brothers over those years, I guess you had a chance to meet some of your musical idols across Canada. Did you get a chance to open for them or a chance to talk to any of them that you can think of?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess, like I said, the Good Brothers and the Mercy Brothers have become friends and are still friends to this day. And so whenever we're out on the road and run into those guys, it's always great to see them again. And the Bellamy Brothers are another American act, I guess, that really had an influence on us. And we had a chance to work with them a few times over the years and have become friends, too. So it's just funny how things go. You know, they're your childhood idols, and then you end up getting to know them and becoming friends after a while.
Yeah, that must be a pretty neat feeling, too. Like you say, be listening to them for quite a while, and then now you're actually friends.
Yeah, that's really kind of something. You can just go out and listen to that music, and it takes you right back to when you were a kid.
For sure. Now, what about songwriting? You've done a lot of the songwriting as a solo artist and with the Johnner Brothers and a lot of big songs from your career. Can you take us back, Brad, to when you first discovered songwriting and sort of how that went for you? Was it something you just dove right into, or did it take a while to get into the flow of things?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think I write my best songs when I don't co-write, when I write them on my own.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I grew up as a kid writing songs. I remember, maybe waking up in the middle of the night, coming up with an idea and staying up all night and writing it. And I think there's something to be said with that. A lot of people talk about co-writing, and that's good, too, because it definitely brings in different influences, and you can... the other guy might come up with a great idea and you go, yeah, that's great. But but there is also something to be said about writing a song that means something to you, and every aspect of it is comes from your heart. So I enjoy that part of it as well.
Yeah, I guess there's pros and cons to both. Like as you said, the benefit of co-writing, obviously you're sharing other ideas, but I guess if you've got two or three people, maybe you've compromised, maybe isn't the right word, but you're all adding stuff into it, whereas if you're writing it on your own, you're coming from that single point of view, and it's just all what you're putting into it.
Yeah, and as well, like when you're writing with another songwriter, they might be really a really fast songwriter, and I'm not really, call me slow, but I'm a slower writer. I like to take my time at things and think about it.
Okay.
And other writers are so fast, and pretty soon, you know, you'll have sat down and 2 hours later the song is finished and you go, gee, did I actually have a part in that?
Right.
You know?
That's funny.
You know. So I think I feel better about it when I write it myself, and then I know that that's my song, you know.
That's a really good point. I hadn't thought of it that way. And, yeah, that is interesting because a lot of artists will talk about writing a song in 2 or 3 hours, whether it's at a session or even sometimes on their own. But I guess there's something to be said for living with a song for a certain period of time. And maybe some songs you need to do that more than others, but, you can kind of grow with the song, I guess, if you did it that way.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
That's very cool. Now, we're going to talk about the brand new album. Now, looking at you, it's your third solo album produced by Bart McKay. Now, can you talk about working with Bart? He's a very well-known producer. What are his strengths in the studio?
Well, Bart and I have been friends for a lot of years, and Bart's played piano in the early Johnner Brothers days, and he still plays with me today. So we've been making music together on stage live for about 20 years. So Bart has a real ear for things, and as you know, like one of my best friends, it's kind of like, you know, you just go over to a studio and you hang out for a while and you just there's no pressure. Like you have to get in there and perform, you know. You just you bring in the session players that you've worked with over the years, and their strengths, and you come in and you bring them in, and it's very relaxing and it's a lot of fun.
And on these albums, I know that you do the majority of writing, but can you sort of talk about that? The last three albums, your solo albums, have you covered some outside songs?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, it's funny because in the Johnner Brothers days, I wrote pretty much 99% of all that stuff. And then when I did my when I went solo, I did my first solo album, Free, and I really wanted to come out with a little bit different sound. I just didn't want to put out more songs that sounded just like the Johnner Brothers. So I kind of ventured into co-writing, and I also ventured into just, I had been pitched so many great songs over the years, and I'd fallen in love with them, and we'd actually played them live on stage, and they went over great, and people seemed to like them and were requesting me to record them. So that's what I did. I went ahead with the Free album and recorded a lot of songs that were not written by myself, but I really felt they meant a lot to me. And I've done that with the last few albums. And with that said, I think the next album, I've got enough songs that I've written that I'd like to put out my own stuff again.
Very cool. Yeah, there's some great tunes over the last three albums. I've Got It Good was a terrific one. And one of my favorites, You Can't Beat an Original, really catchy song and kind of got some cool lyrics in it.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the new songs on the new CD is called, well, the title track called Looking at You. Wade Kirby is a great songwriter, and he had a hand in writing I've Got It Good as well. And another song that Wade and Willie Mack had written that I loved was called Your Love Is My Luck, and that was on the Summertown Road CD as well. So, you know, there's always a handful of writers that, whether you write songs with them or not, you love their songwriting. And so when you hear their songs, they jump out at me, and I feel like I should record them.
Very cool. Well, you made some great choices. We're going to turn to the title track of the new CD, and you mentioned it a moment ago, called Looking at You. Do you want to tell us a bit about this song, and then we'll share it with our listeners, Brad?
Well, Looking at You, it's, you know, funny when you're listening to a lot of songs and people are pitching you a lot of songs, after a while, you know, it seems like a songwriter, if you hear a song it sounds just like all the rest of the songs, and it seems like the writer is trying too hard. They're trying to put so much into one song. And when I heard the song Looking at You, it was such a simple song. It had a little bit of humor in it. It was just a nice, simple song with a great melody, and I started playing it right away on stage, and I wanted to play it twice or three times in a night, because
wow.
I loved playing it. And to this day, I just did a show this afternoon, and I played Looking at You, and everybody seems to really like that song. So I guess I wasn't wrong in liking it.
It must be pretty great when you're debuting it at a concert, and you know, you really love the song, and then the audience gets into it as well, kind of confirms your choice.
Yeah, and it's nice to know that at the end of the song, they know what the song is all about. They're singing along with it, and they understand it.
And who are the writers on this one?
Looking at You was written by Wade Kirby. He was one of the songwriters on it. There's another songwriter, and I don't know the man.
Sure. That sounds great. Well, we'll share the song now. Again, the title track from Brad Johnner's latest CD. This is Looking at You here on In the Country.
Flowers in the yard, 'cause I was looking at you. I was sitting in the stands, it was the bottom of the ninth. The score was tied 2-2. When a foul ball hit me right between the eyes, 'cause I was looking at you. Stars in blue, but I like
Saskatchewan country artist Brad Johnner and the title track from his latest CD, Looking at You. If you want to head over to Brad's great website, it's bradjohnner.com. You can read up on him and some videos there, all kinds of stuff. A great place to check out, bradjohnner.com. Now, Brad, where can our listeners order your music from? I think Music Max is one of the places.
Yeah, Music Max, and it's just a link right on my website at bradjohnner.com.
Oh, perfect.
And you click on the music button, and it takes you right to Music Max, and you can order stuff right through there.
Cool. Now, one of the albums you did a couple of years back was actually called The Classics in 2005, and I was listening to some of the tunes. Really great stuff, and a good variety, not just older country songs, but a few other things. But For the Good Times is on there, and Are You Lonesome Tonight, and Fly Me to the Moon. You do a great job on that. What was the inspiration behind putting together those classics?
Well, I've been doing those songs for years, and there's just something about those old great songs, and like you said, they're not only just the old country standards. There's some jazz stuff on there as well, and some funny songs. I'm My Own Grandpa and things
right.
like that. And I just wanted to, it's been a passion of mine just to put together a CD like that. Sometimes you'll go to a show, and you'll do a concert, and Grandma will come up afterwards, and she'll want to buy your CD, and you're thinking, geez, I'm not sure she's gonna really get those really rocking songs that are on
right.
CDs. So, I just wanted something that, my grandma would like to listen to, and that's what I did. I put together 10 songs, and it turned out really well.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, called The Classics, and that's at bradjohnner.com. Do you have a favorite cover song that you do in concert? Do you do covers at your shows now?
Yeah, I do some covers. For a lot of years, we did a cover and had recorded on one of our CDs, the Johnner Brothers. It was called I Can't Make You Love Me. And, I guess it's a different version of the Bonnie Raitt version. But
right.
to me, that's one of the best songs ever written. It's just so heart-wrenching and so real.
Yeah.
And, I just love that song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, and certainly different versions have been done of it. And, I guess it's a standard at this point.
Yeah. I mean, it should be, too.
Definitely, yeah. Well, very well written. Now, videos over the years, Brad, you've been on CMT many times with your videos, and there's some humorous ones and some serious ones. What's the process of making videos? Is it something you enjoy? Is it as fun as it looks?
Some are. Some are not. I know when I shot the video for a song called Free, we shot that out in Vancouver in February. And we shot it at an old insane asylum, and it was all boarded up, and they had an old swimming pool there, and the idea was to get all this dry ice and have it floating around in there. But it was about 10 below zero, and we were there all day, and it was just kind of a nightmare. And then on the other hand, we shot a video called Hello, for a song called
right.
Hello, and it was shot in the summertime in 38 degrees, weather with 200 extras in a gymnasium with no air conditioning. So sometimes they're fun and sometimes they're not.
Yeah, they always end up looking glamorous, but behind the scenes it's always a different story. But
yeah.
But that's it's a great videos. Of course, have been around forever now, but such a great way to get the music out there and the message. And it's kind of cool sometimes when a video can add a different dimension to a song. In other words, it adds some visuals that we might not have first got listening to the song.
Yeah, and I think as a fan that's watching, if they haven't, they can hear you on the radio, but when they see you and performing, and if it's kind of a funny video or whatever, they can get to know you a little bit more.
Oh, that's for sure. Exactly, they can see the different sides of you, definitely.
Yeah.
Duet partners. Now, of course, your big duet partner was your brother Ken over the years. Is there anybody out there, a female country artist or even from another genre, that you either would like to or maybe you're planning to, or in the back of your mind this would be a great person to do a duet with?
Oh, boy.
A lot of choices, of course.
There's so many choices. I
yeah.
think, I don't know. I mean, over the years, we did, back in the Johnner Brothers day, we did a duet with Lisa Brokaw called Light in My Life. Also did kind of a rockin' number called I Don't Want to Know About Love. We did that with Suzanne Gitzy, a gal from
yeah.
out in BC. And I always wanted to do just a song and instead of just a duet partner, usually it's a guy and a girl, I'd like to do it with another guy, you know, just to have,
definitely.
I don't think that's even been done lately. And I'd like to, you know, get out there with some of the greats. I mean, Jason Blaine is one of the better singers that I've heard in a long time. So, and Jason and I have written together over the years, but maybe I should give him a call and we could do something together. I think that'd be fun.
That'd be a cool idea. The most recent one I can think of, Brad Paisley and Keith Urban start a band. And that was a great hit. And it's kind of cool to see two different artists sing a song together, hear them and watch it.
Yeah, right. I mean, Marty Stewart and Travis Tritt did something a number of years ago as well. But there's not enough of those. I think there should be more collaborations these days.
I agree. It's fun. Yeah, the Marty Stewart and Travis Tritt, it was great to see them together. And it's really interesting. It's definitely a great concept.
Yeah, you just definitely see the friendship come through in the music and the videos.
Exactly.
I think that's what we all need, a little bit more of that.
Yeah, oh, I totally agree. Now, songs from other genres, I guess on the classics you covered some. Is there a song out there that you think you could put a Brad Johnner touch on and countrify it? We had on an artist, Tim Toutant, actually from Saskatchewan, on Tuesday, and he said in his concerts, he does a country version of Billie Jean, Michael Jackson's song.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow he manages to pull it off. He can hit the high notes and everything, he said. Is there a song that you've thought about putting a country spin on?
Well, we've been doing Gimme All Your Lovin' for quite some time. It's a little ZZ Top, and that's always fun. But we like to put the harmony, you know, put a wall of harmony into it, and it's just kind of, I guess it just sounds more country when a country artist sings it, you know.
True.
We try to sound rockier, but it just still sounds country.
Wow, that's great. We're going to turn to the next song now, Brad, from the Looking at You CD, your latest project, and the song is called The Other Side of the Radio. Do you want to tell us the writers on this one and a bit about the song?
Well, this song is actually from a Christian artist named Chris Rice, and Chris, he was the sole writer on this song, and it's just a great tune. I'm a huge fan of Christian music. We listen to a lot of different artists, and it's just this song just grabbed me. And I was singing it for a whole year straight, and I said, well, you know what? If I'm singing this song, I think we could probably make a little countryer version of it with a rolling banjo in there and stuff, and yet make it sound really kind of contemporary sounding. And so we went in and laid the track down, and it just came to life. And it's you know, again, you take a Christian artist and you roll it into a country song, and it turns out well.
Oh, for sure. It's a great-sounding song and got a great hook to it. And on your website, people can check out the video for this song as well.
Yeah, the video was a lot of fun, too. We shot that actually here in Saskatoon, and we had a lot of friends of ours that kind of played different roles in it, and it was funny.
Oh, cool. Yeah, definitely. It's a funny video. And the song, like I say, it's got a great hook and a really cool concept to it. So this is Brad Johnner on the line with us from Saskatchewan. And here he is singing Other Side of the Radio on In the Country.
Why I'm here and why anybody cares what I say. No, I'm not a better man, 'cause I'm singing my songs on the radio. 'Cause we're all the same at the end of the day. Now I imagine you on the other side of the radio, doing your homework or driving with your windows down on the freeway. I see you tapping the wheel, I see you bobbing your head to the radio. And in some small way, I remember my place. 'Cause it's you and me singing the same song right now. Maybe this will bring us together somehow. Maybe there's a million people on. Somebody started thinking about the
the volume and sing at the top of your lungs with the radio. Tuning in to some good news and laughing along with the DJ. We're changing somebody's world from the other side of the radio. Oh, and it makes my day to see that smile on your face. And it's some small way. I remember my place. You and me singing the same song right now. Maybe this will bring us together.
The Other Side of the Radio, that's Saskatchewan country artist Brad Johnner. It's a song from his CD, Looking at You. Brad is my featured guest on the line from Saskatchewan. Be sure to head over to bradjohnner.com. There's a link there where you can order the CD from. You can also check out some other information and see some videos as well. Great song, very catchy, and again, a cool concept for a song, Brad.
Yeah, well, you know, that was the actual album cut of that song. That's why we let the band just rock out at the end there.
Exactly.
They were having so much fun, we said, you know, let's just put that on the album.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's nice on the album to have when you got more time, you know, you can throw in that kind of stuff. That's really cool. That must be neat in the studio when the band is really getting into a track.
Well, yeah, for sure, because sometimes, you know, you'll sit down and do a song, and it's just not – there's something lacking. And you know, these players are all great players, and everybody's got great ideas, but it's for some reason it's not coming together like we hoped it would. And then
sure.
The next time, you know, you'll just go in and layer down, and you go, gee, I think that was the one. We all felt really good about that, and that's the track you use. It's like a one-take thing.
Yeah, capturing that magic, that's really cool. Over the years, Brad, has there ever been a temptation to move to Nashville to pursue this? Or I understand that Saskatchewan is your home and your family is there, and that's sort of one of the reasons you sort of stayed a hometown boy.
Well, you know, a home is home, and I mean, I'm a married man with five boys, and you know, home is home, and I guess if the right opportunity would have arose at the time, I would have considered it early on in my career, but you know, we had the opportunity a couple of times, and it just didn't seem right at the time, and so we ended up just wanting to stay here and pursuing my career here, and it worked out for the best for us. So I mean, I don't think I would be planning. We're very pitted in right here right now with all
sure.
the kids and everything, so I don't think we're planning on making any move.
That's cool. It's great to be able to do it from your home base, and you know, you're around family, and it's pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah, it's great. It's really nice, you know, that I can just, you know, I can work out of my office here, and then I can go out on the road and play the shows that I want to play, and
yeah.
It doesn't become a grind, and it still becomes fun. And there was a time where I was so busy that, you know, I just didn't really want to play music anymore, and then, but now it's great. I can go out and do maybe 50, 60, 70 shows a year, and that takes care of my weekends, and I'm good with that.
Very nice. I was reading on your website recently, or I guess it was late last year in 2009, you auctioned off a house party and raised a little over $6,000 for the Saskatoon Cancer Center.
Yeah, that's right. Cal Hurd is another singer-songwriter out of Saskatoon here. We've become good friends over the last few years, and he and I donated a house concert, and there was a family that paid over $6,000 for us to come over, and we went over and did a house concert in their living room, and they had 35 of their best friends over, and it was a great time. And I still do that every once in a while. Like today I was up at the hospital performing for the kids and then performing for palliative care up there. So I do that every once in a while, and it's more rewarding for me than it is for them, I think.
I was going to say, it must be really rewarding to do a venue like that, or if you want to call it a venue, a scene like that, because you're really bringing happiness to people that need it the most in that kind of situation.
Well, I mean, I talked to several people today, and, you know, one man, he's been in there only a week, but he's with severe stomach cancer, and, you know, they don't give him, you know, long to live, but even a week seems like he's been in there forever, he said, and it was so nice. He said that there was something to come out and listen to, and to bring the outside world in. And then other people, another friend of mine was up there today, and his mother's in there. She's been in there for 9 months, and you know, so, you know, not a lot of excitement goes on around there, not a lot
right.
of good news. So I'd like to go
yeah.
in there and just sing some happy songs.
Definitely, and music can definitely comfort people, and it just, you know, music is great to listen to, and that's why we all listen to it. Do you have a favorite song that you've written, or I guess beyond a favorite song, what I wanted to ask was a song that you get a great response from the audience, maybe because it touches them and it causes them to sort of tell you a story about how that song has meant something in their life.
Yeah, a song that I wrote called My Brother and Me, that we had out, I think, back in 93. And it doesn't matter where I go, I can sing that song, and somebody always comes up to me and says, you know, that reminds me of my brother. When we were kids, we'd do this and we'd do that. Or my brother has passed away now, but, you know, it brings him back some good, you know, good memories. So, it seems for some reason or other, that song just tends to bring out a lot of memories in people.
Very cool. We're going to turn to the next song now, which is the brand new single. You were mentioning before the show you've written this with Willie Mack. Great song, Saved by Grace, a very powerful song. And I'd like you to sort of share the thoughts behind it and inspiration behind it, Brad.
Well, I sort of had the idea kicking around in my head for a couple of days before Willie called. He was just on his way through the province, and he said, do you have time to write some stuff? So, we freed up a couple of afternoons, and I brought this one to the table. And what we basically wrote it about was about a troubled teen who becomes, you know, pregnant at 16 years of age. She's thinking that her world is over now that she's having this baby, and you know, there's no more life for her. So, but she ends up having the baby, and the baby itself she names Grace, and Grace actually saves her from her troubled life and gives her a reason to
right.
live. And then she ends up growing up and meeting a troubled young man, and then Grace ends up saving his life because he would have been nothing without her, and they grow up and get married, and, you know, it's just a full circle type of song.
Yeah, it's amazing all the different levels it touches on in those different relationships. When you talked about having the concept before you began writing with Willie, did you have, I guess, the title? Did you have the whole concept worked all the way through, or did that kind of
Evolved, yeah. That kind of evolved. Okay. I said, what could this be about? I mean, obviously it has to have a couple of different tiers or three different tiers that we could bring into it to make it a full song. And so we just started brainwaving about that. And, of course, we come up with the idea initially of her just being this troubled teen, and then it just evolved from there. You know how that is. You know, you sit down, you come up with some ideas, and you get the first part of it right, and then sometimes the first part becomes the second part, and then you rewrite the first part.
Exactly.
In the end, it all comes together.
That's an amazing feeling when you start off with that potential for an idea, but you don't know if you're going to be able to take it to that level. And then in this case, you know, you took it and you covered all the bases. And when you were done, you must have been really proud.
Well, yeah. Sometimes, you know, when they come together like that, and in the end you go, I don't think we can do any more with that. I think it just, you know, it says everything we want it to say right now. So then that's when you leave it alone and you go out and sing it a few times and you go, I think we got it.
Perfect. Well, we'll share the song now. This is from Brad's latest CD called Looking at You, and the song is the brand-new single to Country Canadian Radio, Canadian Country Radio. This is called Saved by Grace here on In the Country.
Not a lot to dream about. One day she figured out she was 2 weeks late. She feels her freedom disappear, wipes away her lonely tears. So lost and full of fear, what choice does she make? Sometimes the greatest blessings are what we thought was a mistake. But the first time she held her little baby Grace, the heavens came down with a brand new light, pulled her heart from the dark and gave her life. She gave her hope and gave her dreams and found a reason to believe. But when she looked into her angel face, she was saved by grace. Trouble's always getting in, nothing but a dead end on the road he's on. Ain't much he hasn't tried, he's just lucky to be alive, and never on the good side of a right and wrong. Always thought happiness was just some made-up place, but that was all before the day that he found grace. And the heavens came down with a brand new light, pulled his heart from the dark and gave him life. She gave him hope and gave him dreams and found a reason to believe. And when he looked into her angel face, he was saved by a brand new light, pulled his heart from the dark and gave him life. She gave him hope, gave him dreams, found a reason to believe. When he looked into her angel face, oh, every time he sees her angel face, He's saved by grace.
And that is Saved by Grace, the brand new single for Saskatchewan country artist Brad Johnner, written by Brad and Willie Mack. Again, Brad, very powerful song. Any plans for a video for that, or is it just going to be a radio release?
No, I think that one is just going to be a radio release. I think sometimes, you know, story songs like that, they lend itself just for people to listen to them and kind of have that vision in their head of what they think that song is about. And sometimes a video, if it tries to portray it too much or too literally,
right,
it takes away from it, I think.
That's a really good point, because some of the great classic songs don't have videos to them, and in our minds we can think of them in any way we want. Once there's a video, you know, our imagination is drawn to just that specific visual. So that's a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, any big plans ahead? I know a lot of tours and stuff for 2010. Anything you're looking to accomplish this year, Brad?
Well, this year, actually, I've been involved with a, like, I'm a hunter. I like hunting and fishing, and I've done several
right.
hunting and fishing shows over the years, and there's a fairly new hunting show called The Canadian Tradition. It's hosted by Taylor Wright, and Taylor has asked me to be a part of the show, and
wow.
I'm doing the first episode of season two here. We just shot that out in Ontario. It was a wild turkey hunt. And we're going to be doing some more, like an antelope hunt and a duck hunt out in the west here coming up this fall. So I'll be hosting maybe a couple of different shows, and looking forward to working with Taylor and the Canadian Tradition.
Very cool. So we can look for that in our local listings and be shown all over Canada?
Yeah, it's on Global, and I think
okay,
it's on right now Saturdays at 9 a.m.
Awesome. Well, Brad, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you and to share the songs from your brand new CD, Looking at You. People can check that out at bradjohnner.com. A pleasure. I grew up listening to Canadian Country Radio and the Johnner Brothers, and your stuff, of course, a big part of that.
Well, Dave, I thank you for putting the spotlight on artists such as myself, and you have a great show and continued success in the future.
I really appreciate that. That means a lot. My guest today has been Saskatchewan country artist Brad Johnner. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you, here in the country.